Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I don't know why I'm giving Andy Fury the middle fingers to the beat of the music, but I like it.
Coming in real hot on a Friday, bro.
Welcome to Real House Podcast Friday Show. Sort of a bittersweet show today. We were supposed to have Andy Fury and Sean Donnelly, but I just found out, and you know, it's a really sad thing. Sean Donnelly, very funny New York comedian, passed away from COVID-19 complications. So we want to just say RIP Sean Donnelly. What a funny...
The first white comic that it took.
Yeah, is the first white comic?
Then it feels real now.
I know, dude. Before that, it was like, all right, a couple Puerto Ricans, a couple black guys have been fucking. But now that it's a white guy, it's like, shit, dude, we better close the studio down.
This shit's real. Yeah.
We were hoping it was going to be Eric Newman, but yes. He survived.
It's true. I have no problem with Eric Newman, except for his last name. I feel like that there is, So, listen, we have a great show planned today.
I feel like there is a joke there somewhere.
I'm not going to look for it. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Already, we come out of the gates hot, and honestly, I think Sean Donnelly would want us.
Yeah, that's why I showed up.
Still do a show.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to relapse in his memory.
Good, good. We picked another fat Irish.
With what, sandwiches?
We chose Karen Feehan to be here, and also Andy Fury is here. It's a very exciting show.
My name was going to be Sean if I was a boy.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
You know, there's Sean's also a female name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to be a boy.
The chicken.
Sean Young?
Yep. There you go. Thanks, guys. Finish my thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play. Finish Lewis's thoughts.
Ooh, Shawn Mendes.
Who's Shawn Mendes?
It's a hot girl.
Yeah, she pull her up. Pull that bitch up. I want to see fucking hot girls with dude names. That's today's theme.
Ooh,
hot
good
bitches,
one.
Dude names.
You're going to love this chick.
Elliot Page.
Let me see.
Shawnee Smith.
I don't know any of these bitch.
That she was in the Saw movies. She was on Becker.
Oh, then Shauna was like the dumb cunt. Like alternative version. Like, have you ever met a girl named Shauna?
Ooh, married to Travis Barker from.
She's
that,
a dumb.
That
oh
Shauna?
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
Anybody she named Shauna? I've never met a Shauna that's not a dumb bitch. Okay, and maybe
you're all dumb. No, you're absolutely.
That's
right.
A stupid bitch name. And no offense to the Shaunas that are listening to the show right now, but you are stupid as fuck. You probably couldn't even figure out a way to send me a hate email. So shut it,
yeah,
Shauna.
Yeah.
Maybe like sick. Shauna.
Go ahead.
This is who I found when I looked up Shawn Mendes.
That's not a hot woman.
That's a twink.
That's a hot boy.
Yeah, that's
hottie.
He's ass.
That's Elliot Page.
Come on, doggy.
Yeah.
Come on, doggy. I'm trying to fucking see some
I
hot women.
I pranked you. Good prank,
Feehan. Hot women with men names. Who is that? Who's that guy?
He's Singer. Dating, you'll like her, Camilla Bello.
I don't know any of these
Camilla
people.
Parker Bowles.
I can't. I can't anymore.
You're not that old. Yeah.
I don't know
who
Camilla
dating
is.
He's a very hot girl.
You know what I don't like? I don't like how the new look for young, hot, white men, like trendy.
Very twinky.
It's not even just twinky. They're doing this rock and roll thing.
Hmm.
I notice this when I stare at my my teenage girl reels now.
Yeah.
All of their boyfriends dress in like Metallica t-shirts and like AC/DC t-shirts. Yeah. And they have like sort of like fucking like foopy hair and like an earring. And they're supposed to look like heavy metal from like the 80s. And it's like, that's like a trendy new thing. And I fucking hate it.
Well, because like,
I fucking hate it.
It's not the same because we're not really rebelling against anything. It's really feminine looking.
Yeah. They're just fucking trying to like, it's just like, do you...
It's not attractive.
If you wear a fucking Pantera shirt, you're supposed to be an outcast. You're supposed to be like, oh yeah, that guy, don't go near him.
He's
like
a white
fucking
supremacist.
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking Nazi right there, and he's listening to Nazi music.
Right.
You don't get to fucking take our Nazi clothes, you pieces of shit. Trendy fucking gay boys.
Yeah, it was like the worst crime in grade school or high school if you wore a band t-shirt and you weren't affiliated with the band in some way. Like, if you didn't know any of their songs, you'd get fucking beat up for that shit.
Well, that's wild. Yeah, that is just a wild thing that people do.
I'm pretty sure there's maybe three girls in the world that can name more than three Motorhead songs.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. The Ramones t-shirt.
Every hot girl has a Motorhead. Has that exact same Motorhead, Misfits, and Ramones shirt.
They probably sold more t-shirts than the fucking guys.
Probably, maybe. And they're cool styles, but that's not what it is. Like, a heavy metal band t-shirt is not a fucking trendy style. You're repping a band that you like. I will say this. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because I wear a Johnny Cash t-shirt, and I don't know how many Johnny Cash songs I can name, but it's not because, like, I love every Johnny Cash song I've ever heard. I just don't own albums. So how would I fucking know the names of songs?
Well, you know what that is?
Bigger fan of Johnny Insufficient Funds.
Play on words.
That was decent. Actually, you know what? I had a thing, but it was good.
Give it to me.
That was good.
I got offended because I thought she was calling me poor, and I was like, okay.
Johnny, I owe you.
Rule the empire. Johnny, I owe you.
But on the other side, too, is when I do see a hot chick in like a Misfits t-shirt, she's 10 times hotter to me.
Right. Oh,
I'm like, I don't care if she knows fucking We Are 138. That's fucking hot.
I'll teach you about music, stupid hot girl.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just sort of a...
That's why you have to date girls under 17.
Sure. Because
then whatever you like just becomes their favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's just way easier. You like everything I like now.
Right.
So
I don't want to meet that girl. I don't want to get...
We also want to say, fucking another RAP, Tiny Lister.
Oh, yeah.
Debo.
Debo.
Super bummer.
I mean, I knew him as Zeus. I was a pro wrestling fan of the 80s. Well, you know, he was also wrestled. It wasn't just the movies, you know.
I don't remember that.
No, he really wrestled.
Okay.
Yeah, he did like a couple big events, right?
Two terrible matches.
Yeah, it's horrible.
He really stunk. Didn't we literally just watch him in a commercial for Tombstones?
Yeah. And we were like, that guy's alive?
We literally just watched. It was like a local gravestone company, and he shows up on the bike and as Debo, and he talks about like putting a down payment on a tombstone. No. I don't think that aged well.
Harbinger,
yeah, very sad. Very sad. He died. He was 92 years old. Shannon, you were at 62. I saw in the notes, but he was 92, I believe, or 82.
No, he was 62.
Sean Donnelly was 82.
Right. 62.
No.
I was right.
I think she's absolutely right.
No,
62. Not 62. Fact check that right now. He's way older. I bet you he's 82. Shannon, I'll bet you $100 right now.
Debo's 82,
I take it. $100.
You'll bet $100.
Yep. I'll bet you $500.
No, Lewis. Never mind.
No, you said it.
Lewis, insufficient funds. Don't bet this $100.
I didn't say anything.
You said it. Everyone
I didn't say anything.
It. Everyone heard it.
Shannon, by the way,
if your next album is not called Insufficient Funds.
Insufficient fun. Shannon, no. The way gambling works is you have to fucking either shake hands or you have to make eye contact with a pit boss.
That was an oral agreement.
No, with a pit boss. You don't have a pit boss in there, so go fuck yourself.
Get Frank or whatever.
We can only make an agreement with a pit boss.
Karen's the pit boss.
If I had a pit boss.
Well, here you go.
Actor.
62.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did I read it as 82?
Why can't you tell?
And
you
said 92.
Shut up, Shannon.
I thought I said Mar-a-Lago apartment at first. I was like, really? Debo? All right.
What else has he done?
He was in The Dark Knight.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the boat at the end, counting the votes.
I was like, didn't that Candyman guy already die?
Oh, come on. That was actually racist. That wasn't okay.
They look similar.
Yeah. All right. There he is. So this is the actual wrestling
match. You're thinking of George Floyd, by the way.
He was badass.
He was badass. He was cross-eyed.
Yeah.
He was hilariously cross-eyed.
Stinks.
Look, he's huge. Look at the steroids this guy was on.
Ugh.
Oh, dude, if he had a straight eye, he would have been the fucking deodorant guy on top of the horse. You've never
seen Hulk Hogan like this. That's enough, right?
Yeah.
No, I like this. I just want to watch this whole video right now. What is this movie?
No, this is it. No, I looked at him wrestling.
Yeah, this is No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
I just watched. There's a thing from Mr. Nanny.
Yeah.
Where there's a montage of Hulk Hogan like motorcycling. And fucking somebody just throws their dog in a river in the background of one of the shows.
Stop it.
Somebody picks up their dog. It's in the background of Hogan driving his motorcycle. Somebody just picks up a dog and throws it in a river.
That's a joke. It's for a joke, though.
That's how people used to get rid of pets that they didn't want.
It's in the background. Absolutely. It's definitely not in the movie.
I don't think people are drowning dogs and cats anymore.
There was that woman who just threw a bag of puppies in the garbage.
First of all, you assume those puppies live. Or if you throw them in the garbage, you assume that they're smushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When did they
have a great life in this bag forever? What do you mean?
When did they...
I don't know. I saw it. I was in California.
How long ago was it?
Like 6 months, a year? I don't know.
Well, yeah. People frown on fighting them these days, so yeah. You got to get rid of them somehow.
Right.
Let's see. Here we go.
Oh, please. I want to see this. <That's> Holy shit. You...
He looks like he was playing with the dog, though.
He was
trying to drown a dog in a river, one-foot riverbed.
That's such a great Easter really egg.
Really weird.
That's
weird.
That's a weird game to play with your dog.
I dated a girl, and they had a cat that the family didn't want anymore, and the dad put it in a fucking pillowcase and threw it in a river. Like, what?
Yeah, dude. That's
crazy.
Heartless, man.
That is psychotic. I have no idea, like... I mean, I couldn't even kill the family dog. Like if the dog was, like, hit by a car and it had to be killed, like, I would...
No,
like,
mercy?
No, I the dog's gonna suffer in front of everybody. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
What would you do? You don't have a gun. What do you do?
Baseball bat to the head.
Little fucking.
I would
Ernest.
Smash its head until it was
Ernest.
Done suffering.
Ernest.
Yes, if he was mangled by a car and I knew he wasn't gonna live, I would smash his stupid brains. There's no emotion.
There's more humane ways to do it.
She's actually crying thinking about it. She really is. I'm not even lying.
I have my period.
Wait a minute. I said no periods in the studio. Shannon, you fucking bitch.
You're going to attract wolves.
What the fuck?
God damn it.
I've been bursting into tears all week.
Now, Ernest is small enough, you could probably just snap his little neck.
Yeah.
So, but, Ernest, yeah, you could suffocate him with a bodega bag.
Pull up some pictures of Ernest because we have to visualize this. Ernest, here's the thing you got to understand about Karen's dog.
He's a prince.
This dog is...
He's my son.
He's sharp.
Like quick-witted?
No.
He's got elbows.
Oh, like edges.
He's got edges everywhere. This fucking dog is made of fucking like
shaped
forks.
Like a paper airplane.
Well, I feel like I
imagine if you built a dog out of forks, and that's what Ernest would be, is he jumps on you and he stabs you with every part of his body.
He's so sweet. All he does is like want to nestle and cuddle. He's such a good boy.
How old is he?
Probably like 8 or something.
And
like,
Ernest...
So 2/3 of the way at least till death.
What kind of dog? What's the breed?
I don't know.
Yeah. Those I don't know's don't have long lifespans.
No, that's the exact opposite. Mutts live way longer than purebred dogs.
I was just speaking out of my ass.
Just making sure.
He just wants to hurt you.
I know.
So where did Ernest the name come from?
I'm already,
there he is.
When I adopted him.
You can see how fucking bumpy he is. Look at all of his bumps.
What a fucking gorgeous movie
star.
He's
built like a fucking dinosaur. Why does he have a spiny back?
Who took this picture? Who's that hot bitch?
That's Ernest.
Spiny back.
Yeah, he's a good looking dog.
He's a great looking dog.
Where does the name
come from? Sherrod Small calls him the Brad Pitt of dogs. Wow. He's fucking gorgeous. He has eyeliner. He has like beautiful coloring. He's my best friend.
So, all right, you're walking your dog.
He compliments your skin tone.
He's peeing. A car jumps the curb. One tire goes over Ernest. It's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's very brittle.
Fucking this bike tire.
Doggy, this dog is brittle. Okay, very bony. You see he's in half, you know.
I'm already stepping on his neck. I can see myself. I'm crying. I'm not happy about it.
Suffocate him and make him more humane.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
have
what
to
I'm doing with
violently.
The neck.
Put your knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Just, I like to watch the light go out.
I'm going to, I'll suffocate him. By
you soon. Would immediately. You wouldn't even say, hey, let me take him to a vet and see if we can fix
it. I would assess.
Yeah, there's other options.
I would assess the damage.
I have family members I would fucking kneel on. The damage is going to be that bad.
Oh, buddy, I have lost dogs and I've been more sad than grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
100%.
So, okay, so you would, in that case, you would actually put the dog out of its misery.
Listen,
I don't think I could do that.
I saw that there was no chance.
Like, how do you know, though?
I don't know, but if his spine was broken or something, and then next thing you know, you're out $8,000, you got a half a wheelchair dog.
Oh, no, that sucks. Where his back legs are wheels.
Oh, he's got, like, the Lego wheels? Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm just like, at that point.
That's
like,
no life, though.
Exactly.
That's
I agree. I see people with dogs like that. I'm like,
that's
this
selfish.
Is for you. Like,
that is hilarious.
You have an electric stuffed animal, you freak. Like,
I will tell you right now, if we can find a three-legged dog, I would adopt it.
I love
sure.
a three-legged dog.
I
enjoy a three-legged dog. They're funny on every level.
They got good personalities.
They're so good.
Look at that's a German Shepherd, though.
That's probably
an old police dog that people invested a lot of money in, so they don't mind doing that for him.
Yeah, that's the fucking RoboCop of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the ability to put an animal.
I would have no
misery.
Problem flushing a hamster.
Like, even that's psychotic.
How?
You're going to clog the toilet, first of all, with that move.
I do
a hamster
time.
Down the... That's goldfish you're thinking of.
Oh.
She's got all her pet fucking
if I hit
euthanasia's
a,
wrong.
If I hit it, like, if I hit a deer...
Just because it fits up your asshole doesn't mean it goes down the toilet.
Goes up, it goes down.
Like, have you
if
ever
you
hit
a deer?
Yeah, I had a deer run into the back of my car, like the idiots they are.
Yeah.
I was, like, already
How
beyond...
How slow were
it.
You going?
No, I was doing, like... 40-ish.
Deers
and
are
he
stupid.
Just ran into my bumper like yeah. a fucking dope.
I was with my
and
friend. She happened? Hit a deer once.
He ran off. They're just fucking stupid ass animals, dude.
Because you see all the time, like if you go like upstate, you'll just see, I mean, massacres. Like it'll just yeah. be like every like fucking mile or two, you're going to see a deer carcass exploded. Like every, it doesn't yeah. look like.
Well, they say to just gun it, right? Because if you slow down, you're going to fuck yourself up more.
I don't know, man. That's doing damage.
Is that
to your
true?
Car.
Do they say gun it?
I think that's for truckers.
Yeah, maybe for semis.
I think for trucks, they say, because if a truck tries to stop that fast, it's going to jack
Shannon,
it.
Oh, look sure. up how to avoid
I think
it.
Maybe I'm thinking about trucks.
Look up how to.
I'm thinking about the kid from Pet Sematary.
Thinking of Gage?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in a big rig, floor yeah. it. If you're in a fucking Hyundai Sonata, yeah, hit the brakes.
Yeah, I would love to know what the answer is there, because I don't know. My immediate response would probably be to fucking start swerving all over the road, but that's not it.
But deers are so dumb. You're saying you saw a massacre, so there was like a carcass, which means, and then another one, which means a deer came. Was like, oh, what happened here? Gosh,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They just keep doing it. Oh, what happened to this one?
Hey, look, two lights.
Let's yeah, say, yeah. Break, don't swerve. Okay, so if you see a deer, break right. firmly, not speed up.
Get rear-ended.
Not speed up, Zach. Break
I'm still
firmly.
Convinced my method's good.
And calmly,
I think
and
Zach
stay
was at a different
in
meeting
your
when
lane.
I said gun it.
Stay in your lane. Swerving could make you lose control of your vehicle, which could turn a bad situation to much worse. Not to mention, deer are unpredictable. You could swerve directly into their charged path, or their changed path.
And they're also overpopulated in these areas where they're getting mm-hmm. hit. That's why there is illegal hunting season. There's yeah. plenty of fucking deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. But if, let's say I hit a baby deer, right, and I just fucking clipped his head, right, and then it was like lying on the side.
Doe!
Doe!
A deer.
If it's lying on the side of the road fucking like twitching, I would have to let it suffer.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't. You remember the scene in Me, Myself, and Irene?
Okay, but one I have another fucking, one.
One of the best, funniest scenes. In, well, you can even pull it up for a second, Shannon. Pull up Me, Myself, and Irene cow scene.
Oh, yeah.
As
yeah,
a kid,
yeah.
this shit, fuck it. This, I saw this alone in the movie theater.
Well, somebody tries to put it in a rear naked
yeah, yeah.
So
there was a 2-year period where I would go to the movies alone after work every day when I was 11.
Shannon's quick.
You had a job when you were 11?
Yeah, I've worked every day since I was 10 years old.
The looks of her, she's been here for a while. Well, I doubt we're going to be able to move her, but we should try. You want to get that in? Give it a little push?
It's rule.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we should give it a shot. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
On a penny tail, it's so funny.
Dude, Jim Carrey rules.
Super funny. Jeez. Liar Liar's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, you just...
Oh, it's still alive.
Just stand back. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Oh,
shit. Now don't look, yeah. okay?
I love how straight he's playing it too. Jim Carrey used to rule.
Now, old girl, your suffering's over.
Oh, it ain't always easy doing Mother Nature's work.
Oh my god.
Ah shit.
Oh. Do you believe that?
Tail
so like, oh, girl. Oh, my God. I'm free of bastards. Come on. We're clear cutting a place in heaven for
that's
you.
So funny.
Oh, fuck.
Scene in White Squall is pretty bad, and it's not funny at all.
What's that?
Because one of the guys, like, spears a dolphin. Like, they're seeing these, like, fun group of dolphins swim by the boat, and then
oh, that's fun.
He, like, half kills them, and he's like, the dolphin's going to die, so they pull him up on the ship, and then they kill him with a sledgehammer.
Jesus. What movie is this?
White Squall. Dolphin killing scene.
Why would they have that scene in the movie?
For dramatic effect.
What's going
what
on?
What kind of movie is it?
Scarred me. It's like all these boys on a boat. It's porn. They kill a dolphin in this weird porn.
Yeah, dude. I saw that movie when I was... I used to go to the movies. I used to work for Bruno's Hair Salon in New City, New York.
Doing what?
Go on.
Sweeping up the hairs.
I would sweep up the hair, and I would get all the girls lunch that worked at the hair salon. So instead of them ordering like delivery, I'd go around the salon and I would take their orders and they'd be like, yeah, I want Chinese food. And then I'd go to Chinese food place, you know, whatever, right? Or a little like fucking gopher jobs. Like I can go to the bank for somebody and then they would tip me for going. So I would get paid $20 to show up for the day from the salon to sweep shit up. And then I'd get tipped. I'd usually make like $50 a day.
Did you just do it on the weekends?
Just did it on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And my mom was a shampoo girl at the salon, and most shampoo girls are fucking hot, not former heroin addicts. Like, you want to fucking
they're also
hot
like 22
year old. Yeah. Dude, there's one girl who was so hot, Eileen. To this day, like
Shauna.
She was Eileen was so hot.
Is Eileen who left, you think left the prize on the toilet?
Oh, that's what I imagined.
Okay.
Yeah, when I worked at the salon, there's a lot I've told stories about the salon before. What I would do is after women would leave the bathroom. I was like majorly into masturbating when I was 11. That was like when I really discovered fucking beating my dick hard. So I would go in, I would take pubes off the toilet and put them in my mouth and beat off to them while the pube was.
What if they were Bruno's?
I had no idea.
So what if they were his mom?
yeah.
My mom had no
pubes.
That's
a roulette wheel.
That's so.
But why taste? Wouldn't smell?
It was just.
Oh, your mom had no pubes, the chemo.
Yeah. The texture of like the pube in between my tooth, I would really feel it there.
You still like that?
Oh my god! No, what a weird thing.
Interesting.
No, but I do like eating puss.
Sure,
so it's probably it's all Same. Comes from Bruno's. I remember there was a they used to have just a like a calendar with like. Titties, like just like, yeah, a, like yeah. You know, the same way that you. In fact, I need one of those for my garage,
dude.
I need it. Shannon. Find me a bare-breasted calendar for my garage. That was fucking great, dude.
She's gonna get you a National Geographic.
When I was a kid, my dad was a mechanical engineer, and he like his company designed parts like you see the rock quarries on the highway for those machines. So every now and then, he'd take me one of those. And one time, I went with him to this quarry, all blue-collar guys. Then we went to the foreman's office, you know. Very similar to like garages, titty calendars up, all
beautiful.
That shit.
Love it. A fucking Coors Light clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
So my dad goes, I got to go look at this part at this machine for this guy. Stay here. Don't touch anything. I lifted the guy's titty calendar off his desk. I had a hooded sweatshirt on.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Put it in the front hoodie pocket.
Yes.
Got, went home with it. She brought it to my friend Ben Murphy's house.
You and Ben, you made
listen
love
to this,
that calendar.
Listen to this, motherfucker. Time to go home. I go, all right, man, give me the calendar back. He goes, I'm keeping it. I go, it's fucking mine, dude. I lift it. He goes, I keep it or I tell.
No.
What yeah.
Ben Murphy.
That motherfucker.
Why can't he just pull out a page? There's 12 pages in a calendar.
Or you could have done
I wasn't
like,
quick
like,
enough
like
to think
Bart,
like that.
Barton Milhouse, like you take it Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
Saturday.
I wasn't thinking clearly. That motherfucker became a lawyer. How perfect is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and you gave it to him.
I had no choice. He blackmailed me.
He did.
You know what I would have done? I would have beat the fucking shit out of him.
Dude, that was too much.
And I would have a story about how I fought my best friend for a nudie calendar.
I was so scared of getting in trouble.
Wow.
That, yeah.
Who was he going to tell? He was going to find the foreman's
he was
office?
Tell my mom, I guess, or my
parents. Really. Do you think he would have?
I don't know. I was too scared to call his
you
bluff.
You saw the look right in his eyes. Was that the first time he did something semi-sociopathic like that?
Yeah, he was kind of a shifty kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect what you did, but I respect what Ben Murphy did substantially more.
I wouldn't at that age at like 13 wouldn't have had the line of thinking that he to
and
blackmailing.
He's not innately scumbaggy.
I never would have it was like we were best friends and I would have been like, yo, did, I'm just it, keeping it. I would have like, oh yo, I'll share it.
Yeah. Did it change your relationship with him?
Was
it never the same? Did you grow apart after that?
He like eventually went off and like joined the cool kids and totally 180'd me, you know, like then would make fun of me to the other cool kids.
Really?
Fuck you,
yeah.
Ben Murphy.
Yo, Ben Murphy's a fucking bitch, doggy. I mean, he was real ass dude of the week, but he was fucking
and now he came back. Now he came back around. He sent me like a super sweet message when my dad died.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah.
Ben Murphy, real ass dude of the week.
Yeah.
You got to respect the hustle. Can't fucking hate
I think
on
we
him.
All have that. Like that blue collar, like every steel distributor that my dad worked with
Litter.
Had their own that they would give out for Christmas. like bikini calendar. Yeah, dude. And at some point, my dad gave me all of them as like a Hail Mary that I liked pussy.
Nice.
My dad was just thrown. Like, my dad went through a penthouse with me page by page.
Really?
When I was like 12, 13. And I literally think he was like, last ditch effort. Let's see if this kid wants to fucking check.
Let's just make sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I would, to that calendar in Bruno's basement, I would just pull my pants down and jerk off looking at it. Yeah. Like, in the basement, at work, while my mom and everyone was upstairs, I'd be like fucking just beating off my dick out of puke in my mouth. It's fucking just like a little pervert. so that was my experience at Bruno's. And
I want to see a women's of Bruno's calendar.
Dude, the women of Bruno's were fucking hot. Pull up Bruno's. Pull up Bruno's hair salon.
Still there?
I bet it is.
I don't know. It wasn't Brunesses.
I bet it was. No, Bruno was an Italian guy. He was married to some bitch.
No.
He was married to some Italian bitch, and she was okay, but they hired all fucking hot chicks. Well, not all.
Shampoo girls.
And your mom.
And my mom. My mom was okay. My mom was pretty good looking, all things considered, for a former heroin addict.
Yeah. Was it a, like, redemption, we're going to try and get you back on the right track job?
No. I think she cleaned up pretty nicely. Mm-hmm. So my mom, if you ever go to my home, like, I have pictures of my mom, like, for like when we go to like Macy's or Sears for like picture day, my mom looked like a kind of a wholesome, nice woman.
Yeah.
But my mom had false teeth because she did heroin. She was a junkie and had no teeth and fucking, you know, she would like when you, if you'd see my mom at ShopRite, you'd be like, that's a fucking junkie.
Yeah.
But if you saw my mom in a picture at Sears, you'd be like, she's a nice woman. She's doing pretty well.
You know what the worst part about the story is that she cleaned up for Sears.
Yeah.
She did.
This every is time I hear the word clean, it's
Bruno
won.
Like,
oh, hell yeah.
And that was a marketing technique. This is how dumb Italians are.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to make it seem like there was more than one Bruno.
But this is the place.
Yeah, we franchise.
This is it. Oh. Yeah. This is it. It was a very nice salon in New City, New York.
That decor.
Really nice. Do you have any other? Do you have a website for them? I wonder if they have a website. Oh, I want to see Bruno now. He had great hair.
Let's start an OnlyFans for Bruno.
Dude,
salon.
Let's fucking start an OnlyFans for Bruno the man. That's not Bruno.
No, that's not Bruno's.
It's
junior.
Not Bruno's hair salon. It's Bruno One.
This is Bruno's Hair Solutions.
Yeah, Shannon, don't pull up any Bruno hair. Any Bruno hair she pulled up. Just fucking, like, there's not another guy named Bruno
you put
that
any pube that hair in your mouth?
Fucks with hair. I want Bruno to hear it. I want him to know that I used to jerk off to his employees' pubes. I want him to fucking know it. Is that illegal now? What's the statute of limitations on masturbating?
I don't think it was illegal then either.
It should have been. It shouldn't have. I didn't feel okay.
Once your pubic minor hair leaves your body, I think it's anyone's pubic hair.
That is true.
Yeah.
Is there not a Bruno One New City website?
That's what I looked up when I found that image. I can't find a
maybe
website.
He expanded.
Yeah. Is it still out there?
Facebook page.
Can I call Bruno right now? Can I just call him? Like, Bruno, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the fucking kid used to jerk off in a fucking bathroom.
That fucking gross Puerto Rican kid.
No, he was like gay. He seemed gay. He was married to a woman, but he was. Yeah. He seemed fucking definitely gay. And one time, I remember, they were really rich. They were very well-to-do, this family.
Yeah.
Bruno and his wife. And they paid me to paint their pool. They wanted to have their pool repainted. They paid me like $40. And I tried to have a room painted recently, and it was fucking crazy. It was like $1,000 for one room.
Yeah, they tried to lowball the Puerto Rican kid.
I was like, what are you doing? And I did a very shit job on that pool.
Well, good. For the rate you were fucking
They stopped
getting.
Me in the middle of it. They were like, no, you got to go.
Maybe they were
you
trying to.
You have to drain the water at first.
Also sounds like a classic threesome setup.
Me, Bruno, and his wife?
Yeah. Or maybe your theory might have been right. Bruno was gay. And he wanted you to come over and fuck his wife.
Maybe. She had big fat titties.
Oh, I love a BFT.
Big fat titties on that girl. No offense, Karen. She's getting upset. She's starting to cry again.
She's on her period.
Yeah.
This is as big as mine get.
It's true. That's Karen's swollen tits right now.
No, it isn't. They didn't get swollen this month. It's really annoying.
Your dad's sad about it.
It's part of the reason everybody. I'm crying all the time.
Mine did. Fucking Thanksgiving. Holy
so, yeah, let's see. What calendar should I get, Shannon? Can we please get me a nudie calendar? Let's see the best ones that are available right now. Because I want to put it in the garage.
Yeah, that's a great garage
but
decoration.
Does James go in the garage? Is he going to start masturbating a little too young?
Yes, but I think now's the time.
He's like 7, right?
He's going to be 8 at the end of the month. No, you're right.
Can't start looking.
Believe in the elf on the shelf and see.
Yeah, it's not right. It feels weird.
It's just elf on the shelf looking at the calendar.
Elf on the shelf, slobs in the garage.
12 days of titties.
Yeah. Maybe, what do I do?
Does he still believe in Santa?
What about a bikini calendar? That's a little bit like.
Yeah, a little more, less risque.
But what about a retro bikini calendar?
Yeah, like I'm 80s. All for it.
So yeah, like an 80s, like exactly.
do like a Farrah Fawcett, Bo Derek, like very like see-through stuff where you know what's under there, Lewis, but like James might not see it as overtly sexual.
I have a book called The Big Book of Breasts that's sitting in my, like I have a little like enclosed bookshelf. And I always wonder like what's the day he's going to discover that book and it's just going to be like his little fucking secret. I mean, it's not
probably coming
now.
Soon.
You think so now? No.
Seven? Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe you got a 3-year window.
I was so overly sexualized at that age, but I think it was because my mom was a hooker.
You were eating pubes in fucking sixth grade.
I was.
Not even.
I mean, I started masturbating probably at 6 or 7.
Wow.
That's too early.
Yeah.
It's definitely early.
I walked in on my mom with a John when I was like 4, and I remember it clear as day. I remember thinking.
Well, you grew up around sex. That's, you're sexualized.
Family business.
My mom, she bought me my first nudie magazine when I was maybe 10 or 11. And it was Gallery Magazine before Gallery turned into like hardcore. It turned into, they were like, all right, we're going to go the hardcore raunchy route. In the beginning, it was just a little bit of spread lip. My mom bought me a spread lip magazine. It wasn't even like a fucking Playboy where it was like, oh, look, you could pretend that it's just art.
Yeah.
My mom was a pig.
I don't think that's
I should have been taken away from her.
I think she was a forward thinker. I think she was very progressive.
She wanted to play nude Monopoly one night with the family.
That's not terribly normal.
She's like, mommy's going to collect $200.
All right, everyone take your clothes off.
Mom's
there's an old Chinese guy jerking off
mom's
in the corner.
Standing out on Baltic Avenue again.
It's a voyeur thing. There's fucking 3 guys outside jerking off.
Oh, shit.
Mom, you're always the top.
There had to be some sort of ulterior motive.
Yeah, we should have just put my mom in jail the entire time. She should have never passed a go. She should have never collected anything.
I never got, like, girls are not gifted porn growing up. Women are not.
I don't think most people are gifted porn.
No,
I
never
was.
Got porn as gifts.
Your brother was.
Absolutely. My brother, my
How
dad.
Old? How old?
Probably like 12. Like,
wow.
Not so young like you.
Wow.
And I'm not saying like my dad was like, check out this like porn stash, but like all of a sudden my brother started having some magazines around, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal. It was just like.
It was a different time. It's not. I understand how it's not a big deal. If my son was fucking, you know, 13 years old and just fucking, you know, I guess if he really came to me and said, hey, Dad, can you buy me a nudie magazine? And he wanted it and he had the fucking balls
You'd
to come
like,
and ask
me. You'd be like, how are you not this retarded at 12? You can't find free porn on the internet
That's
yet.
Exactly
that
what
is
it is now.
True, yeah.
It's internet.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
But I think it's good. I think,
He's one
I think
click back
gonna,
on the Oculus from I finding think, out exactly what a freak is that is.
Yeah.
I had a double penetration threesome this morning on my Oculus. It was
excellent. Wow.
Solid.
How is that with the Oculus?
Pretty good. I mean, I made eye contact with the guy a lot. It's fucked me up, dude. I'm dead
don't
ass.
Look me in the eyes, dude.
The one in front of him and the one behind him.
this guy's balls were just slapping on my fucking knee. It was wild.
Ugh, whatever.
Like you were
you
playing
away.
The spoons.
Yeah, dude. And then when he came inside of her butthole, right?
Yeah.
She, while I'm fucking her in her puss, right? So here
you let him have the asshole, you cuck.
Well, we switched. I started off asshole. Listen to me. What I did was I loosened up her asshole for him. He had a much bigger
oh,
dick.
Did you have to prep the bowl?
Yes, I did. It was like, you know, when you get like your ears stretched, you have to start off with a smaller gauge. That's what it was. I have a smaller gauged cuck, and I stretched it out a little bit.
Yeah,
and then we switched, and she was sitting on me essentially sideways, and he was coming in her ass like this. So my dick was, imagine her legs are on this side of me.
We got it.
I'm with you.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah.
It's the Santa Claus position.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he was up her ass at the same time. So this is the virtual reality porn. I'm talking like, all right, this is great. So then he came. This is what fucked me up. This is how I know I'm a faggot. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm definitely a part homo because he came. He pulled out of her asshole. She shit cum. She farted cum onto my dick. It went onto my dick, and then I continued to fuck her with his cum as lube. Then I had my real life orgasm. Then I showered.
I don't know.
Then I cried. Then I said, James, your dad is a
porn star. I said, James walks in, Dad, is Santa real? Whatever keeps you away from real women, Lewis.
Listen to me. Even that virtual bitch has some problems with what they did.
That's like just sounds like a fucking UTI written all over it.
What?
Switching
two dicks in butt to puss? Home. Oh, yeah.
God. Like, sometimes I, like, watch porn and I'm like, what do these chicks do after? Like,
heroin.
Yeah. Like they. What type of cleanse must they have to go through? Like, do they just
I'm
get thrown in boiling water?
Bitches, I'm assuming that porn bitches have their shit on lock.
Instead of a glam squad, they have, like, a spam squad that
clam
comes
squad.
In and clam squad that cleans them out.
Let's tag team that one. Can we get a tag team drop? Some sort of pro wrestling, like, fucking... Maybe an old school, like, pro, like like an old school pro wrestling thing where like they say something about a tag team or they say, "Oh, we tagged him in," or some shit like that.
I have this one that we made for.
We did make a tag team drop.
No, it's the friendship drop.
Friendship.
I like that.
It's from Mortal Kombat.
I like that.
I like it. Friendship.
Very nice.
Okay. You guys killed it together.
Zach and I have always worked well
together.
I
assume porn bitches. Shannon, look that up. I bet you there's bitches talking about how the fucking diseases that they have.
Well,
I bet you.
But it's not necessarily disease. I'm not really talking about STDs.
Yes, you're talking about like infections.
What I've heard from women that I know in porn is that every single woman in porn has herpes. Maybe that's not true, but I've heard this from women that work in the industry.
So does every single woman in comedy.
That's also true. But every single woman has herpes. It is just like, that is just par for the course. Yeah. If you're going to be in porn, you're catching herpes. That's just what it is, right? Yeah.
But we're not talking about
workplace hazard.
Yeah. But so you're talking about like UTIs, bacterial infections.
Yes. Yeah, because you see,
like there must
you know.
Be some sort of protocol, like in order to try to prevent them or like not make them happen after you're done. Otherwise, how are you going to work? Like, how are you going to work consistently if you've got a UTI once a week every time you shoot a scene?
I'm assuming that
it's like the same way doctors can't injure their hands.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they flush the fuck out of their pussies.
That's what
they
I'm
do
thinking.
All of like after they have a scene, I'm assuming that it is like
they all go to the car wash.
Yes.
They look and put their assholes out the window.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Thank you for the racist live chat. Tag team, back again. That's a great fucking drop. Thank you. Why does my fucking racist live chat produce better than my actual production team in which I pay to produce the show?
God damn.
My producers that I pay to produce the production.
You said you liked the one that I had. You liked it.
I like there's more. I want options.
Yeah, you gotta have options.
Gotta have options, dude. If you fucking, you know. Tag team back. I want to hear that. Next time we have somebody tag team a joke.
It is perfect.
Back it up.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a fucking beautiful drop. Thank you, Racist Live Chat. It's fucking great. See if there's maybe a video on how to clean your pussy after a porn scene.
I watched them all.
I think any girl that does anal scenes, they do like two or three enemas first.
Yeah.
Sure.
I watched one bitch. So here's what I don't get, right? I've actually had this. I've had anal sex with a girl, and she sucked my dick right after. I'm like, you are disgusting.
Uh-huh.
You're a fucking animal. You're
gross.
A fucking nasty.
I would rather suck the poop off your dick and then let you fuck my pussy again than get my poop in my
Karen,
pussy.
Karen, I wasn't talking about you. Stop showing your ass.
That's very fucking specific.
Gross.
Karen, I just said it happened at one point in the past. I didn't say it was you.
Yeah.
I can't help when I get triggered.
Listen to me, okay? I cannot, because at that point, like, even if the cleanest fucking butthole in the world, there's going to be some poop particles up there.
Yeah.
And then you got to kiss her afterwards. You're like, oh, I'm kissing poop.
I guarantee there's a whole genre of guys jerking off to the cleaning afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Girls just cleaning their pussies.
Yeah. Anal's a whole thing. Like, I can't even get it. Unless a girl's really into it, I can't really truly get into it. Like, once in a blue, you fuck.
Yeah,
once
in a blue.
You love when the girl's not into it. That's your favorite type of sex.
All right, that's also true. It depends on the mood. Like, am I in a rapey mood or am I in a pleasure her mood? If you can rape a girl and pleasure her, that's like the ultimate. So like, that's the fucking fantasy in the world if she can have an orgasm.
Oh,
like,
the switcheroo.
When you hear that a woman has an orgasm during rape, you're like, that is the way it
should
be.
But can I tell you, that's my favorite type of porn, too. When a doctor...
Rape orgasm? Nice.
Well, or like when the girl is like innocent, sort of, and she like walks in, it's like, oh, a doctor, and you think everything's on the up and up, and then the doctor turns out to be a perv.
Right.
And then there's that second where she like starts actually liking it, like that is hot.
Yeah,
I got a text from Sean. I want to see if somebody actually thinks.
From the beyond.
Okay, no.
All right, good.
No, it was Sean's mom. Is what you didn't let me finish. I got a text from Sean's mom.
Oh,
is she mourning?
Yeah, she wanted to set up the arrangements.
First the bulldog, now the other bulldog.
First Rickles, now.
First Rickles, now Ripples.
let's see.
Sean knows how much I love him. We just did a show together in Forest Hills on Wednesday. It was really fun.
Loved.
Probably his last show ever.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'm glad I got to see him for you.
All right, real quick, guys, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Cushy Dreams. I love my Cushy Dreams, especially now that I'm not smoking weed. I'm going to start smoking Cushy Dreams to calm down, okay? Because it does not contain THC, it does not get you high, but it does have a lot of great medical benefits from CBD. So this is CBD-rich bud. It is legal in 50 states. It ships all over the fucking world, okay? It does not get you stoned, but for me, I have massive anxiety. And when I was smoking weed, I would smoke weed all day long to try to combat the anxiety. By the time 2 or 3 o'clock hit in the afternoon, I was falling asleep. I was losing so much motivation, so much energy that it was becoming a problem. So my wake and bake simply became Cushy Dreams. And they have so many different incredible strains. They have different flavors for different reasons as well. They have incredible blends like Relax, Dream, Energy, Hustle, and Peace. So depending on what you're using your CBD for, there's a different strain for you. Go check out their incredible lines of high-quality CBD bud. All you got to do is go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y-D-R-E-A-M-S.com. And when you check out, use the promo code RAP. They're actually giving you 25% off of every order for the rest of 2020. This is 10% off more. It used to be 15%. Now it's 25% off. So do it before the end of the year. Go grab as much as you can. This is the best discount that they've ever done, and it's over very soon. So right now, go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y, dreams.com, and grab your CBD in a can and smoke that shit, bitch. All right, where were we? You guys mind melded. You guys mind melded on Tommy Tiny Zeus Lister.
What do you mean?
When my producers mind meld and come up with the same story, then we have to play mind meld with our two guests. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Real Ass Podcast Mind Meld.
Hi, Dylan.
Hey, buddy.
Dylan, you don't think I don't know you're trying to fuck Karen behind my back? I sensed
some sexual tension there when Dylan walked in.
You don't think I know that? You know that's my ex-girlfriend. That is a level of disrespect. You're crossing a line.
Keep it up, Dylan.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, she's pretty old. Close. It's going to be hard.
Just know she would rather suck the shit off your dick.
I'll suck your shitty dick, Dylan.
Shit.
Are we playing a game?
Yeah, we are. Here's the way it works. You guys both think of a word, any word in the world. You say it at the same time, you wait a beat, and then you say another word. Now, the idea is you're trying to get to the same word. I made this game up.
I think we just did it.
People do this. People have done this Nobody's ever done this in acting school, warm-ups. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Maybe they're hacking my ideas.
Okay,
who's the quickest ever mind meld?
Me and Zach.
How many?
They're just like, one, two, three, come.
No, we said the N-word. But that was literally the bit.
Yeah.
Andy, let's do that. we've cracked the code.
Do you understand the game?
Yeah, yeah.
Andy, you're trying to get to the same word, okay? And we're going to see how fast you guys can mind meld. If you guys can mind meld in 4 moves or less, you both win a Real Ass Podcast mug right now. You walk out of the studio with it. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time
for mind meld.
We both talk at the
Who
same
starts?
Time. The rhythm would be 1, 2, 3, word, 1, 2, 3,
You can be a little slower. You can take a beat at the same time.
Give yourselves the 1, 2, 3.
We're going at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
One, two, three.
Cat.
Come and cat?
Yeah, I went come.
Cat. Okay.
Come cat. Okay. Okay. Wait. I mean, I already know it. This is what it should be. They should get it in two right now. They can both walk out with the Real Ass Podcast mugs right now.
Okay.
This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got your next word?
I think so,
You got the two words combined.
I'm trying to mind meld with you.
Here's the word. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Pussy.
Yes.
Oh, Sean is so dead. We're so happy.
Yeah. Well, that's what made me think of pussy.
It's a dead pussy.
Wait, do we win?
You want a free?
Hell yeah.
Dylan, go get them some Real Ass Podcast mugs right now.
I want a hoodie.
A fucking two banger.
See what we got in the merch shop. See if there's anything over there. If we don't have mugs, get them something else. Some Real Ass Podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Or some Are You Garbage shit. We can get rid of that.
That was like a 3-1, too. That was an extra mind meld with Lewis.
Yeah.
That was fucking incredible.
That was the
fucking... Oh, I don't think we've ever had any. I think that's the really record. Good. I think it's a record.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
We're great.
The Fiori Fian connection. We're close in on Comedy Alphabet. Fiori and Fian.
Fiori and Fian, absolutely.
In the yearbook.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Let's see now. What else? Stepmother reveals she wants fiance to get rid of his 4-year-old from a previous relationship out of fear that she'll take the shine away from the new expected baby.
Love this bitch.
The shine? Like
that was the first relationship.
He can mind meld with old black hooks.
I like this chick, though.
Let's see her.
I like the idea.
Let's see what she says.
Get rid of that. I like the phrase. Get her rid name, of
them. Shauna.
So I can tell you the gist.
I thought there's a video.
Oh no, there's no video.
Are you sure?
I really wanted to see what she looked like.
Hold on. The step.
Yeah, we all want to know if she's hot enough to tell a guy to get rid of his kid.
Oh, it's a post.
It was a post.
Pull up the post so we can see it while you tell us.
Hold on.
Because I want to see what she says specifically. Oh, wow. So what is this on? What platform is this on?
I think that it was a website or, you know, like a page that solicits questions from fans.
My problem with this, I'm doubting the legitimacy of it.
Yeah.
Only because if it was a social media post, so there's a face attached to it and like an identity attached to it.
It's anonymous.
That's my problem, is this could be
still an interesting topic.
Real Ass Podcast mug and then a Real Ass Podcast.
What size do you think I am, Dylan? 3X.
He's extra large. Maybe 2X on a bad day. If he's had a lot of salt, he's a 2X.
Leave that here.
1X.
Give that to
me. I don't have this one.
That's a great shirt. What the fucking that's
1X, please.
The limited edition.
I've been asking
old school
for a fucking Real Ass Podcast hoodie for like 19 years.
Karen,
I'm stoked.
We have a store called podcastmerch.com that you can purchase anything
for it,
from.
Mind Bell champions should not pay.
You guys are mind melt champions.
Yeah, we're the tuna melt champions.
Dude, a tuna melt sounds incredible.
I love a tuna melt.
I'm Fridays, so hungry. No, I don't like tuna. Oh.
What?
But I grew up Catholic, and Fridays always tuna because no meat on Fridays. My fucking weirdo parents. They would always have tuna melts.
Every really? Friday, yeah, not even just during Christmas, not even just
my
Advent?
Mom has gotten weirdly religious since my dad died, dude. Yeah. She's like getting fucking real into the Catholicism.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think she's probably fucking lonely, and she wants to
mortality.
Think that, yeah, that he's, you know, waiting for her, and fucking you convince yourself. You just look, sit her down, be like, Mom. It ain't happening. It's not real.
JC guy.
Let me show you something, right?
Fucking crock.
It's a fucking scam.
Scientology is where it's at. Give me your credit card.
Have you heard of NXIVM?
Yeah, we're going to buy our way into heaven.
Like, I let my son believe in heaven, but he's a child.
Yeah.
You know.
Will you eventually, will you let him find his own
path? He knows that I don't believe in heaven or God.
Right.
He knows that I personally don't.
Gotcha. That's advanced that.
But his mom does. His mom believes in, like, you know, she's the dumb fucking idiot woman version of that. It's like, I believe in spirits and, like,
I'm not religious. I'm just spiritual.
I just believe in energy.
I had an energy. If you,
that is a dumb bitch. Only women named Shauna say this.
Did you get a hoodie? Is that a hoodie?
Say, give a $70 fucking hoodie. Give it to him.
Is it a zip up? No, I don't want to take
Dylan,
that hoodie.
I'm going to fucking shit in this. Do you understand?
Do you have a small hoodie for this dumb bitch?
No!
2XL is fine.
I'm going to shit in this and leave it here.
You guys can take over.
Are these allowed to be touched? There was a note on them that said, do not touch these.
Why?
Are you touching them?
What are
them?
You doing?
What are they for?
Why can't they be touched?
I'll take the 2X. I don't want to take the hoodie. That's too much.
God damn it,
thank
Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
Why would you do that? Now I look like I'm a cheap asshole that fucking...
No, because honestly, it looked... Some sweatshirts ride me weird. That
can
XL did look a little small.
Also give him a mug. He will eat pudding out of it.
No.
Get him a mug. Something. Some sort of mug. It doesn't even have to be a Real Ass Podcast mug.
It's fine.
Get Karen another piece of merch, too.
And I don't drink coffee, so that works.
No, dude. You put ice cream in it.
This is really... Is this like Ren and Stimpy? That's so cute.
Yeah,
that is great.
Yeah. I used to love Ren and Stimpy. That was like the only cartoon I really thought was funny.
I just watched that doc about John Kricfalusi.
Who's that?
The creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Is it good docs?
He's a naughty boy.
Yeah.
What
liked
do?
The minors.
He liked to have interns and teach them about the ways of cartooning.
Groomed them, I guess would be the phrase.
Yeah, I think that's the word.
Yeah.
Boys or girls.
Somebody's grooming everybody, so it's like, why am I demonized because I'm the one grooming?
There's like a part where he had a letter.
Well, hold on. What if I'm a better person than the next guy that's going to groom her? Isn't that technically a net positive for this young girl?
Sure.
If I'm like a better person.
Such a rapist right now.
No, but like, what if this guy grooms her into doing like crazy shit and drugs and like, and I'm just grooming her into being my
18-year-old
girlfriend.
And Rubik's Cubes.
Rubik's Cubes.
Rubik's
pubes.
So what was the story with the 4-year-old, Shannon? Please tell me.
Here's the post.
Go ahead. Give me some info.
Do you want me to read the post or just tell you the story?
Sure.
Okay. So her subject is, I want my fiance.
Shannon, play the sexy music while you do it.
Hold on.
When we play the sexy music, people, they tell me all the time, they hit me up and they're like, dude, I fucking masturbate furiously to Shannon's voice when you play the sexy music behind it.
Great.
So I like the fact that we get to sort of appeal to everybody's sensibilities and senses. So right now, if you're listening to the show live or if you're watching on iTunes or Instagram or anything else, shout out to all the Gas Digital subscribers, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. RAP 30, 30-day free trial for the rest of the year. So you guys can get 30 days of free Gas Digital Premium.
There's not even 30 days left in this year.
If you activate it before the end of the year, it goes for 30 days.
Yeah, why don't you let him finish?
Asshole.
I'm a cunt.
Fucking asshole. So if you guys are out there listening right now, pull your cock out. Just give them a second to get their dicks out. They got to get a little bit of lube. Okay, get your pants down around your ankles. Hell yeah.
You're grooming your fans.
Hell yeah.
They need it.
Pull that dick out.
I don't know.
Now put shave.
Hand sanitizer
now on. Shave.
Yeah, clean yourself. Grooming. Yeah.
Please,
turn
bathe.
On the shower. Yeah. Step in
deodorant.
There we go. Legion. Oh, there we go. You got a.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a Gomez 2020 t-shirt. Very cool. And then a Legion of Skanks mug.
I love the Legion of Skanks mug.
I mean, they broke the records. Oh, it's an Okerson Gomez t-shirt. All right.
Well, at least somebody famous is on it.
Wow. Wow, Karen.
Shout out to Big J.
All right.
Is something playing in that room? I hear something very low playing in there.
Oh, yeah. It's probably.
What? What happened?
Here.
Hold on. Oh, it's probably. Yeah, I had something on my computer.
Okay. What was it?
Going this is the news. It was just fucking the news. All right, Shannon, go. Play that music again. Everyone's got their dick out. Everyone's stroking their cock.
Yeah.
Deep and hard to Shannon.
Yeah.
And that turned Shannon on, by the way. She's going to act like she's grossed out by it, guys. She loves it when you masturbate to her. It's her fucking thing.
Okay. The subject is, I want my fiance to get rid of his 4-year-old daughter.
I already came.
Hi, at Talks With Me. I need some advice from the mommies on your page. My fiance has a 4-year-old daughter. Her mother passed away when she was born. He's been raising her on his own ever since.
So the baby's a murderer. Yeah. We know that right away. Okay.
He's been raising her on his own ever since he lost his wife. I'm now in the picture, and we're set to get married in 2022. I'm also 7 months pregnant with a precious little girl. I'm
2020. Who plans a fucking wedding that far in advance?
That was my first.
They probably had to push it further.
Well, not my first.
We're in a pandemic.
What is it? A fucking Batman movie? Relax, bitch. Get married.
I'm also 7 months pregnant with a precious little girl. I'm not the stepmother type, and I know I won't treat his daughter the same way I will treat our child.
Jesus.
To be quite honest.
Read it sexier, Shannon. Come on. You're flying
Shannon,
through. You're
slower,
racing.
Sorry.
Slower. Breathier. And yeah. Act like you're turned on.
Come
right
on.
Now.
Marilyn Monroe a little for
yeah.
you.
To be honest, she gets on my damn nerves.
She gets on my damn nerves.
I kind of buy this. As I'm hearing the actual letter,
it sounds true.
It sounds true. Yeah. It's not like it's not over the top.
A few notes.
If this is fake, it's a very impressive faking of a letter. It sounds authentic. Go ahead.
For one, the little girl looks just like her mother, and having her around constantly reminds my fiance of his dead wife. He's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Second, she is very attached to her daddy, and I'm afraid this is going to take
she's
away.
Four.
She's four.
And her mother's dead.
She's four, and she's very close to being an orphan. Yeah, she's attached.
She's very attached to her daddy, and I'm afraid this is going to take away from the child's bond with her father, meaning her new child.
Yeah.
I basically want to tell my fiance to get rid of her. She can live with her grandparents, or we can find a nice family that's looking to adopt a child.
Like she's a fucking golden doodle.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to approach the situation, but I need to find a way to convince my fiance to let her go. I promise I'm not a bad person. I'm just trying to look out for my child and make sure she receives all of her daddy's attention without having her quote unquote older sister intervene.
In
please help.
Wow. Sincerely, Shauna.
In yeah.
This seems like trolling to me.
Yeah.
This seems like
totally.
I don't
buy
it.
Because Lewis abandoned his family when we started dating. But even that, like,
I'm aware we got a lot of mileage out of that.
Even that, I think, like, is this chick is worse. She wants to get rid of her.
Yeah.
A 4-year-old, she will. If you stepped in to a child's life at four, you would eventually be the only memory probably as her mother.
Yes.
You know, it's that's young enough. What a twat.
I mean, I feel like that's trolling. Like, I think
I agree.
Had the mother not been dead and the letter been like, can we just make sure maybe she lives with her mom?
Yeah.
I would have believed
me
that.
Too.
But I don't, I think that's trolling. I think that's a character.
It's a little next level. The lady's looking at this little girl and she's like, she reminds her dad. He's like, no, she reminds you of that dad.
Yeah.
The quote unquote older sister is the thing that made me think it was trolling.
Yeah, that, the 2022 wedding, sounds a little off.
Yeah, I think it's trolling. But either way, I mean, is there something to that? Could you love another person's child the same way you love your own child?
Sure.
I think you can. I think
I
you
agree,
truly
yeah.
can. I think if I fucking, like, I don't know, like, God forbid if, you know, my sister and her husband got into a car accident and I took over as my niece's father, like, I mean, it's also my family already, so I guess it's a little different because I do love her already. No, you know what? I get it. Yeah, this woman's right.
What about like Dave Smith? Like, what if he, him and Lauren die or whatever, and their daughter?
Still family, essentially, you know?
Could I love that little girl as much as I love James?
Ginzo family.
Ooh, yeah, but that's a good question.
Would let that poor little girl out of their clutches.
It was a hypothetical.
No, the more I'm thinking about it, it's like, you remember the scene in The Good Son where like she had to choose?
She lets Macaulay Culkin go.
Yeah, all right, fucking spoiler cunt, relax.
Oh, it's been out for 30 years.
No, no, we do no spoilers on the show. I don't care how old the movie is.
Shut up.
The whole movie, it ends in that moment.
Yeah,
because it was Elijah Wood or Macaulay Culkin.
I was going to tell people to fucking go and watch it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Elijah, a little fucking...
Yeah.
Right, but Macaulay had already, what, killed her other
Elijah?
Daughter?
No, Macaulay's hotter than Elijah. Time out.
What?
Mm. No, not
currently.
Now you fucking look at their bank accounts, motherfuckers got Lord of the Rings money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right, take out the just physical attractiveness. Pull up that scene.
Nah, give me Bilbo. I'm going Bilbo Baggins all day.
Give me EW. My melt.
Macaulay cleaned up recently, though. Because he looked rough for a while.
He did look
when
rough.
I feel like he was doing heroin with some chick. He was in like a heroin couple for a while.
He was all fucked up on drugs for a while.
He was in a Velvet Underground cover band, and he looked like a monster.
He looked like shit for a while, but recently he's had a little bit of a resurgence, and like he looks healthy. Elijah Wood is a fucking midget. Okay, he's a fucking 4'3", little tiny bitch.
But I bet somebody like my height next to him, it would look fine. I bet he's not that short.
Could you fuck a guy that short?
I can fuck a guy up like as short as 5'8".
I think he's shorter than 5'8". I bet you Elijah Wood's 5'4". Look up Elijah Wood's height.
I'm 5'1", 5'2".
Look up Elijah Wood's height. And look up Macaulay Culkin. Where's Elijah Wood versus Macaulay Culkin? Race this live chat. Who's hotter? Keith Bond says Elijah has nice eyes.
Macaulay Culkin is... Do you want me to say it?
And also, let me say something. Let's stop acting like Macaulay Culkin isn't eating off of Home Alone on TV. I mean, the amount of money that Macaulay 100%. Culkin has... It's inconsequential. I know that, look, Bilbo Baggins money.
Do we know he has it?
Yeah, because here's what happened. He got emancipated from his parents when he was 14 years old.
Yeah,
his dad, it was a whole, I just read a whole thing on Macaulay Culkin.
Did his parents get the Home Alone money before he did that, though?
I don't think so. That's why he divorced his parents. Okay. But either way, now, Macaulay Culkin every Christmas is on 100 times during the Christmas season on TBS and all these. So the amount of money just off of Home Alone that kid currently fucking makes is more money than anybody at this table will dream of.
18 mil.
18 million is his net worth, which honestly, I probably bet it's even more. I bet you it's even more. But if you have $18 million, that is fuck you money. It doesn't matter. Now, what is Elijah Wood's net worth?
He's looking it up. I can tell you their heights.
Yeah, he's been working consistently.
Doesn't even matter, though. Whether it's $30 million or $18 million, it's sort of inconsequential.
I guess so.
Not to them.
$20 million. Look, it's not even that much.
Oh, my God. Now they're the exact same height.
A drop in the bucket.
Now look up Lewis. They're both
5'6".
No, Macaulay Culkin's 5'7". Elijah Wood is 5'6".
Oh, they're tiny little bitches.
They're not six sizes.
Look up Lewis's net worth on that site, because those sites are fucking ridiculous.
While he looks it up,
Insufficient Funds? You want to look up Insufficient Funds?
Yeah, let's see the scene.
This one she drops.
I hated the mom.
Why did I think it was out of the treehouse?
No,
over the cliff, bro.
The cliff, this is Macaulay trying to kill
Elijah. I'll fucking kill you. And that's the mom.
The fucking stupid 90s short
hair. All have the same haircut.
Demi Moore, I feel like, started.
Hey, I would still, like, if this was James and he was the evil kid, and this was this other good kid.
You'd still pick.
I would pick the fucking other kid, and I would fucking fling him off the fucking. Are you kidding me? I'd start hitting him in the head with a rock till we jump this little motherfucker. That's your blood, bitch. Who are you? I think a parent would deny like the evil in their own kid more than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just so you know, a woman would not be able to hold 200-pound boys like
you're
that.
Right.
Not happening. Ain't happening. Her fingers would break off her body right there,
but
and then she's a woman.
What about adrenaline? You know when people, like, retards can pick up cars?
Watch this. Watch
They're
this.
Called mothers.
Watch this sociopath. He really plays on it. He goes, I love you, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Sinister.
He's trying to save them both.
Are you trying to tell me Macaulay's better looking than Elijah? Get the fuck out of here.
Macaulay's maybe there, I guess not.
I need your
hand. Elijah hasn't aged. He's in that
state still.
You're
not hot hanging over a cliff.
Help me.
It's like Wendy Sterling right there. Right.
Look at her looking back and forth.
Oh, look. Oh, dude, her hands look so painful. Christ. Also, Elijah, why don't you grab your other hand up, you dumb bitch? Why are you relaxing with one hand down?
Mommy, look at me.
Like, literally, this is a stupid move. Why would he only have one hand holding on? Why wouldn't he simply grab with the other hand? It's like he's trying to make it harder. He wants you to drop her. Mom, you're my mother.
Peace.
Hell yeah.
Whee!
Brutal. Brutal.
What is Lewis's net worth on that same site?
I don't think they have me. I don't think anybody has. I don't think I'm on it. The only net worth site I've ever been on is like Lewis's date. There's like a dating thing, like who's that guy dating?
Mm.
And it had all this information about my girlfriend at the time, which was Kim. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So yeah, I don't know. Pull up Elijah now and pull up Macaulay now. Who's better looking?
It's definitely Macaulay.
What?
Well, that's that bad picture of him that people
No,
say,
that's a bad picture, Shannon. Pull him up fucking right now. Macaulay Culkin 2020. Yeah, that's him now. That's him now. I feel like Macaulay, he cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, he's improved.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now pull up Elijah Wood.
He looks like fucking Joker.
He's just so pasty.
He looks like he has good drugs.
Oh, for sure.
He looks like he just like has a little fucking box in his kitchen that he keeps in a fucking shelf.
He's,
and it's
got,
like, he's got everything.
Great blow. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Whereas Elijah might be heroin.
Cutie.
Oh, come
They're
on.
Both
look at those,
so pasty.
Look at those steel
they
blues.
They both look like vegans. Like, eat some fucking meat. There's
yeah, I don't care for
them.
The full button, no tie collar.
Yeah, I, there's something about Elijah. There's just something. Macaulay looks like he's hurt people. And that's a sexier quality in a man, you know?
Macaulay dated Mila Kunis, though. She was really hot. Yeah. She was so hot.
Good for him.
I can't think of anybody hot Elijah's dated.
Yeah.
He's probably married a regular.
Faggot says I'm probably worth $200,000. It's probably accurate.
Dead or alive.
it's probably pretty
That's
accurate.
That's the bounty.
So, yeah.
Yusuf G says Lewis is worth whatever Jay and Dave will lend him. I make substantially more money than both of them combined. Shut the fuck up, Yusuf, you little bitch. You're banned.
Yusuf.
Ban Yusuf from the chat, Dylan. For that disrespect right there. No, I'll give him one more chance. Yusuf, take it back in the chat or you're fucking banned, little bitch. Little fucking bitch. all right. Let's do plugs real quick. We never even did plugs on today's show. We're an hour in already. Wow. Time flies, baby boy. What do you got to plug, Andy?
New Year's Eve, headline in Soul Joel's Comedy Club, Royersford, PA. Come on out. I love New Year's Eve. I'm a big New Year's Eve guy. We're going to have fun. Donnelly was supposed to be there with me. We're going to do a co-headlining thing. I'll eat the time.
You get double the money now.
Yeah.
And all bittersweet.
Yep. But James Madden hosting and souljoels.com for ticks.
Hell
and
yeah.
I don't know if I guess me and Sean's podcast, the DYM podcast, will go on. I'll have to find a new partner.
Gotta find somebody else.
You know, it's what you. I got to get all of my affairs in order.
It ain't
this.
A big deal. It ain't a big deal. Sometimes you got to move forward.
Yeah,
that's what he would have wanted. Karen Fien.
Listen to my podcast, Only Fiends. Follow me on Instagram, KerryFeehan. Every one of my dates keeps getting canceled.
Hell yeah. Zach Kimiko.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is Not Funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Kimiko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And Lewis will do the dates. I'm out on the road with him.
Yeah, we got some dates coming up. January 20th through 23rd, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Myself, Zach Kimiko, Chris from Brooklyn. The You Will Get Sick Tour rides again. Limited capacity, obviously, but we do not social distance. We hug every audience member. We do not wear masks. We high five. We kiss. We lick. We do some butt suck.
Nice.
It's fucking incredible, okay? Also, Valentine's Day weekend. Ooh. Texas, we're fucking coming. Me and Zach Amigo are coming down to Houston, Texas Secret Group. Two nights, Friday, Saturday night. I think we might be working on an Austin date as well. I think that's going to probably happen as well. But either way, Texas, get fucking ready. We're coming down there. We're going to party. That's going to be Valentine's Day weekend. So bring that significant other and grab tickets early as soon as they're available. Make sure you guys subscribe to all the pods, obviously on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and all that other shit. But if you guys want to support the network directly, support me directly, use that promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. You get the premium Gas Digital service. That will get you access to everything under pre-release. It gets you access to the entire On Demand library. The latest 15 episodes are available on YouTube.
YouTube and iTunes. But if you guys want every episode we've ever done, this show has, what, 500 episodes, Shannon? Nearly 500 episodes of Legion of Skanks.
This is number 629.
629! Wow. There, I mean, just of Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and Realize Podcast, which are the three shows that I host, there are about 1,500 episodes, averaging an hour and a half a pop. What is that? Just, is that 15,000 hours?
We need an agent for that kind of math.
How many?
You can't do math.
Do the math on that. How many? An hour and a half.
Okay.
Times 1,500.
Do 90.
Yeah. No, that's 1,500. That, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. So that's, yeah, it's like 2,000 hours just of my content.
At 130. No, I did minutes.
Wow, Shannon.
It's 135,000 minutes.
Okay. 135,000 minutes of my voice speaking directly into your fucking ears.
Divide that by 60 and you'll get the hours.
2,250.
2,250 minutes. Shannon, how many microseconds is that?
That was hours. I don't know.
Damn it.
I'm done with math.
Either way, okay, we're learning how to tell time here on the podcast. This is a fucking new experience for everybody, okay? Go support the network directly. Subscribe. Get access to everything. Jessica Kirsten's Disgusting Hawk premiering on the network next week. Very, very excited about that as well. So make sure you guys support her and support her show. Go subscribe and fucking let her know that you love her show as well. Also, my Twitch channel is blowing the fuck up. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, I will be playing some more video games. I'm not playing Cyberpunk anymore. Let's talk about that for a minute. Cyberpunk sucks.
I saw the commercial and it didn't look like it was for me.
Not good.
Are you going to talk about video games for a while?
No, no, you're here. You're not leaving. It's actually not even about video games. It's about penises. That's what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
So in Cyberpunk, your avatar, you know how you like create a character?
Yeah.
You change their eyes and their face and like, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to pull the eyes back and make their skin darker and give them tattoos. Any video game has a create a character mode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe Cyberpunk is the first one to include genitalia. They have a dick and you go in and they say genitals and you're like, oh shit. And then you click the dick and then they have the small dick, large dick, and then they have uncircumcised versions. Or they have circumcised and uncircumcised versions.
But I love them both.
The small dick.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
I was going to say, compare, what are we, this is all about perspective,
doggy,
right, buddy?
Yeah, pretty fucking big. Shannon, pull up the small dick on Cyberpunk.
Yeah, please.
Pull up the small dick on Cyberpunk.
Everyone I'm finding is blurred out.
No. Oh, impossible, yeah. Shannon. No, it's not even in his pants. It's when you in the creative character mode. Yep. Okay,
oh,
so
there's
yeah.
There's trans?
That's the small dick. That's the small dick.
She just pulled up Jim Norton's. That's what he likes.
I mean, that's a pretty hot fucking tranny, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Not bad.
It's like Gina Carano.
That is a fucking smoking hot tranny.
But I mean, can't you just tell yourself that's a big clit at some point?
That's the small dick. Now, I got to be honest with you. Like,
it's got a good hang to it.
It's definitely not big, but if your dick can do this, if you move around and your dick does this, that's a good sized dick. If your dick doesn't stay completely in place, shut up. Karen,
I'm just laughing. Like, for who? In your
that's
butt?
A big old fucking dick. It's flopping all around.
But your perspective is like, who cares what you think a big dick is? You're not taking dick.
What is a big dick for you, Karen?
Way bigger, twice the size of yours. Literally double yours. No,
that would
know.
Be a what would what? All right, let me ask you this question: what is too big? And Shannon, you could jump in too.
There
sexy
was,
music. Go, come on.
There was a too big.
Wait,
guy.
Hold on. Time out.
Okay.
Go ahead. Slowly. Go ahead.
Karen there was a guy. Sometimes it becomes.
God, her voice sucks. It's just the least sexy. What? You sound like gremlins. Do you remember the gremlin voices when they'd be like.
Have you ever had a dick too big? Me want honeycombs.
You can't give me chicken after midnight either.
Dude, Karen's voice sucks.
You fucking suck, Lewis.
Ooh.
So irritated now.
Go
but
ahead,
they're like it becomes sort of like a challenge where it's not even sexual anymore, where you're like, I just wanna say that I had sex with a dick this big.
Okay, how big was it?
Like the size, I'm not like my arm, like this
damn.
Big and
the
like
whole thing.
Thick. Yeah, and it's got like thinner at the top, like a torpedo.
Oh, okay. So it was able to get itself in.
It was an ease in.
You would ease in, and then you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then it was like, am I pooping?
It was bad. So it just didn't feel good.
That was the color it was.
My belly button.
It wasn't. It was a white guy.
It
was a white guy had the biggest dick ever.
Were you ever able to, were you able to enjoy it at all, or was it just too big?
It was too big. It was too painful.
Does every girl have a too big story?
Yeah.
You think?
Gotcha.
I will never disappoint a girl for the wrong reason sexually. You know what I'm like? Oh, it's too big. I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to do this. That
you have
will never
too much
happen.
Money. Too big of a dick. Yeah, yeah. This guy is just too much. Go ahead.
I think I've told it before, but the guy that submitted through the SDR show's dating game for me is the one that I ended up sleeping with. Yeah. And his was the size of like a normal Poland Spring water bottle. Like girth.
Well, what? How many ounces?
Like the regular, you know, like the standard.
16er?
Like, yeah. The standard.
Damn. I feel like that's not that big.
It was, big. I mean, for me, somebody who at the time
you could
had
fit
sex
three
in
of your
years.
Dicks in a Poland Springs bottle. Goofball.
I must have a big dick.
Keep making fun of my gross voice, faggot.
My dick is not big, but I'll tell you right now, I'll fucking tear the fuck up. You fucking Carol, literally, I would fuck her after like two times. She'd be like, "Ow, it hurts my insides."
That was from you being on top of her.
That's from my pussy being dry because I wasn't attracted to you, fucker.
Fucking she is like a gremlin. You can't get her wet.
Holy shit. Andy Fury, joke of the day. Wow. Wow.
I'm just kidding. Lewis is great in bed, ladies. Thanks. Get in there.
Thanks, Karen. Karen fucking loves it. So that was the biggest you've ever been with? Sharon, you did, and you did not enjoy it.
I mean, it was like work. It took like four separate times for us to like get through it. It was difficult.
And you said because you hadn't had sex in 2 years. So that is that a
it was
you
got to
get back in the practice.
I right now I'm 2 years, 8 months. So it's going to be way worse next time.
God, shit, what's going on?
Not if you fuck me,
woman.
Shannon. If you fuck me, you it's going to slide right in. It's going to be perfect.
Seriously, just fuck Lewis. It'll be like that gauge thing he was talking about earlier. Yeah. He'll get you ready for the real man.
Shannon, why?
I don't meet anyone.
Are you that picky? Or
that too. And I also don't meet anybody.
It's hard to connect with people
you're working
when
this girl
you're
too
a
hard.
Hot girl like me and Shannon are. It's
I'm
just hard.
I've tried to have sex with Shannon daily. Fucking daily.
He was almost giving me a lap dance before the show today.
She loves it. Shannon, what's the date in which we're making out? Is it still on the board?
Yeah. January 1st.
Oh, 2021.
Oh, it's so soon.
I forgot that it's coming up.
But Shannon goes, you just have to get rid of your son and we can start our own family.
Shannon's going to start licking subway rails so she gets COVID so she doesn't have to come in.
Me and Shannon, I'm telling you right now, January 1st is going to be fucking passionate. And I've warned her. So January 1st, passionate.
Don't
deep.
Use so much saliva.
What?
When you kiss.
No, sometimes you want to fucking wet it up.
No, it's too much sometimes.
Karen, you have little fucking thin-ass Irish lips. That's why you don't like saliva, okay?
I just don't like when
Shannon's
it's all soup.
Shannon's got big old fucking black guy lips. Look at her fucking lips.
No, you kiss him. It's like, did you just have soup? You freak.
Karen is I can't breathe lips.
Karen's got a little petite mouth. It sounds great, but it's, you know, there's limitations. What?
Keep it up.
That's what blue chew's for.
Stop taking blue chew, guys. I think that it's becoming too much.
Why? Is there too many guys taking blue chew now?
Yeah, I think so. I think you should just work on having natural erections.
I've never taken any of that shit. I'm too hard. I'm too scared my heart's going to explode.
Dylan, stop flirting with Karen, you piece of shit. You're 22. It. Of course you can get a natural erection. I'm a fucking 40-year-old drug addict.
Yeah, serious.
What do you think's gonna happen? You think it's gonna all fucking work?
I'm with you, buddy.
I need to be having another man's cum dripping on my penis in order to get a real erection.
We're mind melding right now. Trust me.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
Gomez 2020.
Shannon, January 1st is happening. We don't say any words. We just look at each other. We just start kissing. We say nothing.
Shannon, people usually. Why don't you do it right at midnight? It's a New Year's Eve kiss.
That is true.
Yeah.
No, I have work at my other job on New Year's Eve.
I'm going to come to that job. Just fucking sitting at the bar staring at Shannon.
Shannon, do you work at the Staten Island bar that won't close?
I have no comment.
All right, so let's see.
Shannon ran over a cop last week.
She hit a deputy.
Child psychologist suggests the right age to tell most kids the truth about Santa. Dr. Gummer, a child psychologist, said the best time to tell most children the truth about Santa is before they hit middle school, usually around 10 or 11 years old, when they start to question the truth. She recommends that you wait until they ask and then ask them what they think. She says it's easier to confirm suspicions than to break the news to them, or you can soften it by telling them that you still believe it's a magical time of year.
Okay. 10 or 11 is way too old.
Oh, shit. I was like 12.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in like, how old are you? How old is James?
His buddy Ben told him the Santa wasn't real.
I had to be first or second grade when kids in school told me Santa wasn't
people
real.
People in school already told him in kindergarten. They already mentioned it, but it was assholes. Easy. It was just easy. Like, yeah, he doesn't come from there. If you don't believe
12, but you're about to start, like, getting
boners. I know, dude. I was a little bitch. I, like, tried to do that thing to my mom. I was like, so you lied to me?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I was a little bitch, dude.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go shave.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. Where's my car keys?
Yeah. I hope Sam doesn't see my morning wood.
Yeah,
James Harrison is my new close personal friend. He's an ex-NFL player, and he has kids, and he told them really early on.
How early?
He was like, I don't want anybody getting credit for all these gifts I'm paying for.
Yeah. I mean, I get that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Well, don't they say that now to like, so that poor kids don't feel bad? You're supposed to give your kid like little gifts from Santa. And if you get him an iPad or something, you're supposed to say it's from mom and dad.
Santa's buying Santa's buying my son a 13-piece drum set this year.
So that when they go to school.
Yeah, that's a great
other
idea.
Kids that are like
usually
poor,
he just buys him the chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Like poor kids that get shitty gifts from Santa don't think drumsticks. Santa doesn't like them less.
Hold on, Karen made a bad 13-piece joke, but I wanted to everyone sort of stepped over it and ignored her. It sounded like somebody's stomach was rumbling in the background.
Keep fucking starting with me, Louis.
I love the fact that it sounds like a grandma.
Your voice sounds like rocks. You sound like a gravel.
The rock,
pig.
You're right. And the rock says, "No, you're damn wrong, Karen, with your fucking gravelly ass little troll voice."
I'm upset.
Hell yeah.
I'm emotional.
I'm fucking crushing it.
How much longer in the pier?
My period? Like a day or two.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
But this should be my last one.
Oh, it's all light?
I had to say it before Zach did. I don't want to guess what snake for dunking on myself.
Sometimes you got to dunk on yourself. That show, self-deprecation is one of the tenets of the Real Ass Podcast. You have to be able to fucking make fun of yourself. You know? And I like
just
that.
Did.
You crushed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when do I tell him? I don't fucking know. I mean, this year more than any year, he believes it more than before. Like, now it's like real deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I told you, we talked about it on the show. He asked Santa for his grandpa Sid to come back to life.
Oh, yeah.
Santa doesn't have that kind of power.
No.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So.
At least he has two dads.
Two dads counts as one grandpa, technically. You're right. Mom of twins gets slammed after tattooing one.
Wait, is Eddie's dad around to like teach him how to make rice or anything?
You think Eddie's dad has been around ever? Come on, let's get real. Mom of twins gets slammed after tattooing one so she could tell them apart. A 31-year-old mother had two little boys, Adam and Jack, after 5 years of trying for children.
5 years. Oh.
Due to health issues, one of the little boys required weekly injections. One day when a babysitter was watching the kids, they gave the injection to the wrong boy, which almost killed him. Okay. After that incident, they had a small freckle-sized tattoo placed on one boy to tell them apart. Wow. Is that true? Is it a true story?
That's a true story.
Sounds fine.
Do we have any more visual stuff on that?
They didn't reveal the identity. There's no picture of the kids or anything. But she said they're fraternal, but they look very much alike. And that she wanted to avoid, because one of them is sick and has to get those injections, and the other one doesn't. So she just wanted to avoid that happening. And they say it's a medical tattoo, so once the kid gets to be like 3 or 4 years old,
it disappears.
It wears away.
Yeah. Not to be a jerk here, but you could give them different haircuts.
Yeah,
or you could burn them like a normal person. How great would it be if he had like a screaming eagle tattoo or something badass?
I don't know.
Fuck the freckle. Give him
born
a drag.
To ride.
Yeah. What if they just tattooed the word sick kid on one of them?
Yeah, the haircuts. Yeah. That's all.
I don't know. Tie a string around
simple
his finger.
Fix.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to tattoo the baby.
Yeah, I mean, I knew kids that would get tattoos when they were like fucking under 18. Their parents would take them. I remember like there was who was it? Like 16.
Yeah.
This chick that I knew got for her birthday, her dad took her to get a tattoo. I was like, that's fucking
yeah.
Wild.
Day I turned 18, I ran to the tattoo parlor.
What was your first tattoo?
It's a stupid fucking thing on. It's just this Greek symbol I found in a book.
Oh, so you open the books, you're like, oh, dude, that's gonna look badass.
Yep.
Is it a
no meaning?
A band?
No, it's like a size of a silver dollar.
Wow. Karen, what was your first tattoo?
This one.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's not your first tattoo.
Yes, it is.
Don't serve me. Not your first tattoo.
Yes, it is.
Your first tattoo is the.
I got it after.
Really?
Yeah.
You should get a freckle tattoo from your mom.
No, this says "Don't serve me" because I'm an alcoholic, and then I have a ballerina on my shoulder. That's it. We used to walk by the little kids who got their ears pierced at the mall, like the toddlers.
That is a trashy thing to do. My sister did that to my niece, and I was like, "You're why? What are you doing? Why are you decorating?"
I was about to say, that's a very Hispanic thing.
Yeah, why are you decorating my niece's fucking head?
My mom would be like, "Don't even look at those animals."
Did they put makeup on her? They put they fucking poke earrings in her. She got the one that goes for her nose to the chain to her. Like Rachel from Skid Row. I swear to God, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Shut up.
It's crazy.
Shut up.
Nipple piercings.
She looks good in her little wedding dress.
Fucking, it's wild, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Quinceañera is coming up.
I don't like whatever it is, dude. I'm so protective of my niece. Like, dude, they fucking. I was like, why are you putting makeup on this 4-year-old girl?
Oh, it's fun. It's okay. She's gonna go to do recitals soon. They put makeup on little girls.
I think it's weird.
I understand. I think it's very weird
to
put.
I think it's weird to decorate little kids' faces.
But it's very normal. Like, I was wearing makeup for recitals and stuff when I was probably 6, 5, 6, 7.
I mean, if it was like you're playing a clown in the recital and they put clown makeup on you, I go, oh, that makes sense. But why are they rouging your cheeks and putting lipstick on you?
No, I was topless with a G-string. I had a spray tan.
A 4-year-old Karen pole dancing.
I know. It's like, look at that boy in a thong.
Yeah, I don't. It just, I feel like makeup is.
Good for him.
Makeup is an adult thing. You know what I'm saying? I think, or, and I'm not like one of these fucking like. You know, Jordan Peterson's being like, oh, why are you sexualizing your lips? It's like, no, I don't think that. I think if somebody sees a little kid and they're sexualizing them because they see makeup on them, they're a fucking pedophile. If that's all it takes, it's like, let's get real.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think it's like, it's just it's a thing that older girls should do. And it should be like a coming of age. You become a teenager and you know, if I had a daughter, she wouldn't wear makeup until she was a teenager.
If it was a special occasion, that's the difference. If not every day, no, your kid shouldn't be contouring when she's 7. But if she's in a recital or a play or a performance, of course, she wears makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, stage makeup is different. So when I was in a play, when I was in high school, I would wear makeup because you have to rouge your cheeks and your lips.
Sure.
So you can see, because when the lights, they wash your face out. So it adds color to your face. Yes, I would have no problem with that sort of makeup, but that's not what I'm talking about.
He's talking about whore makeup.
I'm talking about fucking. Yeah. I'm talking about slutting up your child.
I agree with you then.
Okay, so
giving the old JonBenet.
Let's see. 6-year-old Call of Duty Prodigy is banned. Oh shit! So they should be at least 17. But isn't it? Oh, time out. Wait a minute.
What under
ESRB guidelines suggest that players should be at least 17. Why would the kid be banned, though? Because it's up to your parents. I could bring my child to see a rated R movie if I wanted to, right?
Maybe banned from online play or something.
Wait, can you, though? Can I bring my 8-year-old to an R-rated movie if
absolutely.
I wanted to?
Absolutely.
You can, yes.
Yeah.
You've never seen a movie in Harlem.
There's some
Big J used to bring like his toddler to horror movies. Really bad
my
ones.
Mom,
and then he goes, well, we would sit by the door.
Yeah.
My mom bought me tickets to see T2 back in the 90s and didn't come with me.
How old were you? How old are you now, I should say?
40. So I was
okay, like, so we're roughly, going to be 39. I saw T2 with my mom in the movie theater.
Yeah. My mom bought them for me but didn't come. It was like allowed me, as long as I had the ticket, bought by an adult.
Some of the, like the upper class chains now, I think you have to be a certain age to get into an R-rated movie.
Right.
And then like even older if it's after 8 o'clock. But those are like the upper tier chains.
It gets a little blue after 8.
Yeah.
I get that, dude. If I'm paying $30 for a movie ticket, I do not want a fucking kid.
100% now. Never. But
that's what you pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened with this kid with Call of Duty, Dylan?
In the middle of his stream, he I guess he streams.
We got
like,
it?
He streams like with his dad. Not like him getting banned. It's just like him, his dad sitting next to him, and then the kid just starts crying, and to like the dad's like.
Can we
arms.
See it?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
bro, what the? Dude, chat, no way, bro, no way.
I don't care for this dad's language or this son.
What the cunt?
No way, bro.
Out of the dress up. What does it say? Oh,
you can't be for real right now.
Oh, he just wants to kill people.
Yeah, he just wants to kill krauts and Japs.
Oh, I mean, just make him a new profile, you fucking twit. Who cares? It's not that big of a deal.
This is very exploitative, I think, on their part.
Could be IP.
Yeah, here's what's going on. The dad's trying to go fucking viral.
Yeah.
The dad's trying to go viral off his kid being banned from college. Just make him another profile, idiot.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. You don't got to fucking go viral off your kid crying, you fucking jerk. What?
It's also his Twitch is... it's a whole thing because Twitch also technically has guidelines for under 18, so they didn't ban him, but technically he's not allowed to be on Twitch.
Okay, so he's a Twitch streamer as well? Can we see how good he is at, let's see his Twitch channel and see if there's any videos we can watch.
Yeah, he said Prodigy.
Let's see how good he is. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know if your six-year-old should be Twitch streaming.
Yeah, I don't think you want your six-year-old.
Like, my son once in a while will come on my Twitch stream and he'll play some video games, and I feel very like, all right, I feel like I'm doing something wrong even when I let him jump on my Twitch stream for a few minutes.
Even if he's dominating, though? Like this kid?
If he's fucking just...
But you've created a very, like, adult environment, like, in your fans and stuff that they're going to say. It's like, it seems...
No, actually, my Twitch fan, like, they would, like, that Twitch stream, they're so respectful.
You're not worried that they would say something wild just for...
I don't leave them alone. I also don't let them read the chat. Yeah. Like, yeah, some people... But I think for the most part, people are pretty respectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody fucking... I've never had any of my fans try to do something stupid, even try to be funny with my kid in the room. And if they did, I would fucking block them from the Twitch chat. Twitch chat's a little different. Like, it's not the racist live chat. Like, racist live chat, you can really say whatever you want. My Twitch chat, it's a community where I had to ban a guy last night. Dylan had to ban a guy last night. SDK Tyler, cocksucker, DM me. You might be able to get back in. Stop being such a fucking stupid, drunk Irish bitch. How about that? Okay? But yeah, I had to ban him last night.
Sounds like it was for me.
Because he was being a fucking jerk off. And you're like, dude, the Twitch community and the chat there while I'm playing, it's not so you guys can just fucking start trolling and spam the chat with shit. It's so everyone's communicating and we're sort of all hanging out.
We're here to get high and play video games.
Exactly. So I'm a little more strict with my Twitch chat. I ban people from my Twitch chat all the fucking time. It's the only place that I block people from. I don't block people from Twitter, Instagram, anything else. But it's only because it ruins the rhythm of that experience. Like, I'm trying to chat with people and answer questions and talk.
You can't read anything if there's 15 fucking messages that you're a faggot, you're a faggot, your kid's a faggot.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
All right, grade school. Jeez. Flashbacks.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Oh, this kid is really cute. What a cute little boy.
They're right below. He balls, too. Watch this.
Look at his face.
Aw. Whoa.
Nice. Accuracy, this kid's
good, doggy.
Nice, let's go.
Whoa.
A bounty right here. I
that is really fun, though. I mean, that's really cute. I mean, look, I'm not hating. Like, if your kid really wants to do something like that and a parent is with him and they're sort of doing it together, I don't have an issue with that as so much. I was just saying to have a six-year-old or a five-year-old on Twitch, there's fucking
just
weirdos out there.
Yeah. Strangers.
Yeah, dude. So anybody could just jump into this chat and start communicating with your kid. That's wild. My sister was going to do like an unpackaging video with my niece and one of her friends. And I was like, you're not doing an unpackaging video with my fucking niece. Are you out of your mind? I was like, it's literally half pedophiles that are watching these videos. We did a whole expose. The Real Ass Podcast expose. We actually were the reason.
We got exposed.
Yeah. Public expose.
We expose ourselves to children, actually. But yeah, it's fuck that, dude. Like any of that, putting your kid out there. I stopped putting my son, for the most part, on Instagram. Once in a while, if it's a holiday or something, I'll do it. But I made him a private Instagram just because on Instagram, people would make little stupid jokes and comments, and they're not even being dicks or being perverts. They're trying to be funny.
Right.
But his mother, his aunts, his uncles, you know, all these people, they're not in on the gag. Mm-hmm. This isn't a fucking bit for them. Right. This is like, oh, they're looking at a picture of this kid, and they're like, some asshole's fucking making some comments. So I think you got to be careful. But yeah, I mean, that kid was pretty good. Pretty good.
The fucking Bobby Fischer of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we're going to wrap. We're going to wrap. Go ahead, drop the beat. Karen, you first.
What do you mean?
You got to rap.
Don't make me white.
You got to rap. Go.
I'm white.
We end the show with a freestyle rap.
No, we don't. We never have.
Yes, we do. Every
I've
time.
Done this show 100 times.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Drop a beat. Give her a beat. Go. Freestyle rap. Go. You gotta make references from today's show. Go.
I'm not a gremlin, and I'm here to say those hurt my feelings in a really big way. And I'm really mad because I have my period, and there's literally nothing that rhymes with period.
Oh! Andy, go ahead.
I hate you.
What did we learn today on the rap? It's that Karen has no flavor to rap.
Like, we you're doing better, Fury.
Shauna, we talked about, my memory's so bad that I can't recall what happened in the show. Now it's Friday. Let's all go do some blow.
Hell yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's Real Ass Podcast. Please subscribe, do all that shit, share it with some friends. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.